Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Verse number 19, and woe unto them that are with child and to them that give suck in those days. In other words, boy, it's going to be difficult for mamas. Have little babies and this thing takes place and they got little children and they have to deal with this and there's a great, I think me and Danny's talked about this, me and Doug and others have talked about this. What happens to little babies in the tribulation period and these little kids who ain't come to the age of accountability? What happens to them? You know, they're born in the tribulation period and mom and dad dies or something. That's a great question. We'll get in that as we get later in the book of the Revelation. Do y'all ever think about stuff like that? Okay, when we get further in book of Revelation, we got some answers for that. But anyway, it says, woe unto you that are with child, and that they give suck in those days. But pray ye that your flight be not in winter, neither on the Sabbath day. Who observes the Sabbath day? The Jewish people. We don't observe the Sabbath. I know even a lot of good preachers say we worship on the Sabbath. We do not worship on the Sabbath. Sabbath is Saturday, the seventh day. We worship on the first day of the week. So I'm just saying there's things in here to show you that he's talking to the Jewish people. Then verse number 21. For then there shall be great tribulation. You think it was bad the first 3.5 years. Well, there's going to be great tribulations such as there not since the beginning of the world to this time, nor ever shall be. Verse number 22, and except those days be shortened. How many days are there? 1,260 days. Unless they be shortened, okay? You know, to that, there should be no flesh be saved. He put it at 1,260 days and he didn't let it drag on. Are you following? The second half of the tribulation period is 1,260 days. It's not a long time out. Does that make any sense to you? He put that time period, and he had to put it 1,260 days. If he made it any longer, there wouldn't be nobody left on this earth. All right. Said, no flesh shall be saved. Let's move on a little bit. Verse number 27. For as the lightning cometh out of the east and shineth even unto the west, also shall the coming of the Son of Man shall be. He's speaking of the revelation, not the translation. Again, this is the revelation. Verse number 29, immediately after the tribulation of those days, Daniel's 70th week, shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the star shall fall from heaven, and the powers of heaven shall be shaken, and then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then all the tribes of the earth shall mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in clouds of heaven with all his great power and glory, and he shall send his angels with a great trumpet, and gathered them together, his elect from the four winds unto the end of the heaven and to the other. This is, again, is not talking about the rapture. It's talking about the revelation. Because we read in Revelation chapter number 25 how he separates the sheep from the goats. It's the judgment of the living nations. Those who have survived the tribulation, they're going to bring all human, the angels are going to bring all living people who survived and stand before Jesus in Jerusalem, and they're going to be judged. The judgment of the living nations. That's in Matthew 25. He separates the sheep from the goats. These are living people who survived the tribulation. All unbelievers, they go into hell. All believers enter into the millennium kingdom. Enter ye into the kingdom prepared for you. Okay? So we see all of that. Let's go a little bit farther. Verse number 36. I've got to finish here. But of that day and hour, no man knoweth, not the angels in heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah's were, so shall be the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days they were eating and drinking before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage. Let me stop here. Who were eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage? What? Noah and his sons. Noah and his sons were busy working, building an ark. These are the unbelievers out in the world. There was coming judgment. Okay? And then verse number 39, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away. Took who away? The unbelievers took them away. Took, all right. So also shall the coming of the Son of Man be. There shall be two in the field, and one left, and one taken, and the other left. Two women shall be grinding in the mill, one taken, and the other left. Now, again, a lot of people, good people, and most people would say this is the rapture. This is not the rapture. This is the revelation where he takes the bad. Remember, he talks about in Matthew chapter number 25 about the wheat and the chaff. He takes the wheat, brings them into the garner. The chaff he blows away. He gets rid of them. So all unbelievers at the end of the tribulation, he gets them away. And it's the believers who enter into the kingdom. And then it says in verse number 42, watch therefore, because you know not what hour your Lord come. Man, there is so much here. There is so much here. Okay. He's telling the disciples, and he's telling us, and he's telling everybody, you don't know when the Lord's coming. We don't have a clue. But when he comes, all of this is going to take place, is what he is saying. You need to be ready. Are you following? We don't know when the Lord's coming. He gave us an outline of the tribulation period, the seals and all these other things, and the great tribulation, and then the end of the tribulation. Then he makes a statement, now you watch therefore, because you don't know when this is going to take place. You don't know when the Lord comes. There's different comings of the Lord. There's parousia. Did I say that right in Greek? So his appearing. Then there's that revelation, the apocalypse, the return of Jesus Christ. All these different appearings of the Lord. He wants us to be ready for his coming. Because we don't know when that's taking place. When that whole, remember the day of the Lord? We get a lot of things confused in our mind. The day of the Lord is not just one day. It's that whole span. At least 1,007 years. And we don't know when that day is going to begin. It could be whenever. And that's what he's telling us. Watch therefore, because you don't know when this is going to start taking place. Because we ain't gone yet. You following? This is yes, this is no. So chapter 7, we'll leave this. Next week, when it says, the gospel of the kingdom shall be preached, in verse number 14, in all the world for a witness unto all nations, that is the 144,000. We will look at that next week. They will be the ones. They'll have, I hate to use this, but it will be so, that they'll have a worldwide ministry. The two witnesses that we're going to read a bit later, their ministry is going to be confined to Israel, particularly in Jerusalem, while the 144,000 will go all over and I share the gospel of the kingdom. And these seals and all these things that are taking place, all these judgments will not affect the 144,000 because God's going to put a seal upon them where they will not be hurt when all these judgments are poured out upon the earth. These 144,000 will not only survive the tribulation period, they're going to thrive in the tribulation period. And they're going to come out into the millennial kingdom in their physical bodies, and that's going to be a whole new story because they are the first, they're the fruits of a naturalized order. They're first of a naturalized order, and we'll look at that next week, okay? Our Father, again, we thank you for your word. Lord, we pray for your soon coming. Lord, we thank you for Jesus who died for us, and Lord, he saved us from this terrible time of wrath. Lord, not just for this, he saved us from hell. Lord, we didn't get saved just to be saved from hell. We were saved to serve you and to love you and to worship you. And we thank you for that. Lord, bless this morning in our worship hour that you'll be pleased with all that takes place. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen and amen. Let's prepare for worship.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. And come visit us for our annual World Mission Conference at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Monday through Friday, we'll have special services at 7 o'clock with a special speaker, a featured missionary, and great music every evening. That's going to be January 23rd through the 28th. You won't want to miss it. Well, we hope to see you there. From now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.